1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The FBI is investigating the massacre at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, where five people were killed and dozens were injured. Till now, Club Q was considered a safe haven for the LGBTQ community.
Where are we supposed to go? How are we supposed to feel safe in our environment when it just got shot up?
CBS's Janet Shamlian is there.
Matthew Haynes is one of the club's owners and raced to the scene of the tragedy.
One man went into our home and murdered five of our community.
On Facebook, the club posting, the tragedy could have been worse without the help of heroic customers who stopped the gunman. Detectives say the gunman is 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich. He's in custody, and investigators are looking into whether he has a record. Officials say it's too early to say whether it was a hate crime targeting members of the LGBTQ community.
Crews have been working all day to clear more than 6 feet of snow in and around Buffalo, New York. Erie County exec Mark Poloncarz.
Today is cleanup day. It's a very important day because we have some time to get out there and continue to ensure that we're cleaning up our community and getting it back to normal.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COP27 climate conference in Egypt fell short.
Our planet is still in the emergency room. We need to drastically reduce emissions now, and this is an issue this COP did not address.
And in Qatar, the World Cup is now underway. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
Even before the first ball was kicked, the gas-rich conservative Muslim nation was a controversial choice to host the tournament, including for its treatment of migrant workers who built the stadiums, its laws criminalizing same-sex relations, and whether the small country of about 3 million people could host more than 1 million visitors. Also a surprise, its last-minute decision to ban beer sales in stadiums, despite a $75 million sponsorship deal with Budweiser.
The home team is also off to a rocky start. Qatar lost 2-0 in its first match against Ecuador. The January 6th committee plans to wrap up its work soon.
California Representative Zoe Lofgren was asked about former President Trump and former Vice President Pence's refusal to comply with the investigation.
It is almost Thanksgiving, and the committee turns into a pumpkin at the end of December. So we don't have time to litigate this, but I think they've cheated history and they should have done otherwise.
Lofgren appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Also in Washington today, President Biden celebrated a milestone birthday. He turned 80. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews, all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Open wide. Let me see that smile.
There's a back-to-school braces boom at Doc Kelly's office.
Can you hold on for a sec? Can someone bring me more brackets?
She needs to realign her staffing plan with more registered dental assistants.
Can you reorder the rubber bands in red?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 21 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 13. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 35. Tuesday, under mainly sunny skies. 39 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Cool, the demons from hell, sitting under the moonlight, drinking beer, heavenly might. If I told you that Captain was I, you'd probably
Wolfgang von Rathenstein from the Lords of the Trident, and you're listening to the only radio station that I listen to before I go into battle, Maxinc Radio, radio for the people. Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Maxinc Radio. We are local music.
Recognize. That is from 2021. That is Imperial Fall out of Milwaukee. Before that, we started Max Inc. Heavy Out this hour with Lords of the Trident, a double dip. We heard Acolyte, and before that, the Metal Sea. Lords of the Trident, they're heading out on a tour of Japan coming up in December. And coming up late December, we'll have Ty Christian, the singer, come in and tell us all about what happened over in Tokyo and all the crazy toilets and everything else that happens in that country. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to keep it going right now. Let's check out some Cowboy Amazing. Don't Spook the Horses. Max Inc. Heavy, Civic Media.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Dog's Blood. That is the Strands. Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday night. My name is Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before that, When Implied, Burn the World. And we have Go Play God. They're in the studio. They're going to be telling us about a show coming up Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to premiere some brand new music. Stick around. It's coming up right after the break.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 36 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows around 22 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 40. 45 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hello, this is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
God, that is Weight in Salt, and just before that, Meant to Be. Hey, I'm Rocker, you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy, and right now in the studio with me, I have Big John and Vaughn from Go Play God. They're going to be playing this Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, for the Hard Rock for Hunger at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. That's going to feature Go Play God, Seven Seasons Deep, and West on 12, which is a new band. And Big John, Vaughn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
You bet, man. Thanks.
So, you know, for those our listeners who haven't heard of Go Play God, but, you know, they've heard Go Play God a bunch of times because we play Meant to Be quite often. But tell us a little of the backstory of Go Play God. I know you guys have quite a bit of history, and you've been around longer than a decade, I believe.
What are you trying to say, for dinosaurs or what? It Go Play God kind of came out of the hello, I'm John, by the way. Go Play God came out of the ashes of a band that Vaughn and I formed some time ago called Livid.
And oh yes, I remember Livid.
Yeah, we had a good run with that formation of musicians. Then we decided to go a different direction a little bit, and We brought in Jim Finley, the bass player. He was part of the last little bit of Livid with us. And there were some unforeseen situations that were kind of dropped in our lap with lead singer issues. Then we started looking around, and we found, rest in peace, Kurt Taliaferro. And we jammed with Kurt, wrote music with Kurt for...
Pretty close, 10 years.
10 years, yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Vaughn, you and I have been like an old married couple, like 20 years.
Yeah, right? we're at about 20.
when we found Kurt, we kept the moniker Livid for a couple of years. And we were writing and playing some old Livid songs, and then obviously playing the new Go Play God songs. And then we just changed the name to Go Play God.
Just felt like a different thing, sort of. So it seemed like a good...
Absolutely, absolutely.
Where does that come from? Is that like a quote from a movie? Or
It's a quote from a song. I'll just let that be there, left at that. Well, actually, it comes from a Seven Dust lyric.
Oh, cool.
And actually, Jim Hollywood Finley. Hello, Hollywood. I know you're listening. he's the one that brought it to the table and kind of stuck when we were looking for a different moniker. So then we continued on with Kurt and recorded a bunch of material with Pablo Schluter that you know very well, Rocker.
Oh, yes, over at
Megatone Studios.
Megatone Studios.
Yep. And we still got some unreleased material from him with Kurt singing vocals that we're going to circle back around and finish up.
Oh, wow.
We listened to a few of it once in a while, and you know, brings up some emotions and whatnot, but... Then Kurt got diagnosed with throat cancer a few years back, and that's when the COVID thing really hit, so everything was shut down.
Yeah, everything was kind of happening at the same time COVID hit, and right about the same time he got diagnosed with throat cancer.
Right. And so, we started to search around a little bit for a new voice, and Jason Ziegler from... he used to be the frontman for Zero Minus One. He fell into our lap, and we hung out a few times, and it just started to progress from there. And now we're in a studio with Mark Whitcomb over at DNA, doing some tracking there. It's going pretty well. And that's it, kind of it in a nutshell. I don't know what...
Is Jason a Madison guy, or has he come elsewhere from the state or the nation, I should say?
He's up in Toma, actually.
Toma.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a hike over to us. So
that's a bit of a drive to get to down here to Madison. Now, am I right? Is one of your guys from Richland Center as well? Correct?
No.
All right. It must have been the other band when we were playing in Milwaukee together.
That's Kyle Alt. He's
Kyle Alt.
Yeah, a band in Zen. He lives over there by Richland Center.
I see.
Yeah, that was a good show we had down there in Milwaukee.
That was great over at Kochansky's in Milwaukee.
Right. I wish the turnout would have been a little bit better, but...
Well, just to get down there at Kochansky's, I thought that I want to play there in the summer, because when you go out to that back deck that they have and the, what is that, like volley or horseshoe pits?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Horseshoe pits back there. And
that's
they
like,
have live
like
bands.
The world-class fanciest horseshoe pit I've ever seen. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It yeah. I know. I can't wait to play there in the summer. I hope we can get back in there. So you guys are coming up. You're going to be playing at the Hard Rock for Hunger at the High Noon Saloon coming up November 23rd. With you guys, Seven Seasons Deep will open that show, but you're playing with West on 12, and that has Sean Alt on bass. Tell us about that band. That's kind of new, right?
Yeah, from what I gather, and Hammer's the one that, unfortunately, Autumn Gray dropped out of the show due to unforeseen circumstances with those folks. But Jeff Grieshammer, I call him Hammer, he's the one that brought this band to my attention and mentioned that Sean Alt, that we all know, was playing bass, and so I reached out to them. What I gather from them, I've never heard any material from them or seen them. I hear they're able to cover several decades of cover tunes, so I think it's going to be a nice mix. We'll get the bluesy alt rock from the boys in Seven Seasons Deep, Then we'll get the GPG, Go Play God, set. And then we'll have a cover band just close out. Everybody will be able to relax and have some drinks and get ready for Turkey Day.
And then it's also a fundraiser, this show, is that correct?
Correct.
Yep, for Second Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah, this is like, what, sixth or seventh year in a row
we've done this? We've been doing this for quite a while.
And the deal there is bring a non-perishable can of food the day of the show, get a discounted ticket price into the show. It goes for a good cause, you know, people that need help or the homeless or whatnot. And especially, you know, it seems like we pay attention during the holiday season, but I think we need to really actually be paying attention all year long.
For sure.
And helping people that are in need, because it's tough out there.
That's for sure. Well, that's really cool. I'm really happy about that. Now, you guys have a new album coming out in 2023, and you're recording new music, like you just said, over at DNA with Mark Wickham. Are we going to see that in early 23 or late 23? What's your plans?
I think it'll be earlier. We, like John said, we're in the middle of tracking right now, so... I'm not sure how many songs total we're going to do. You know, it may be an EP release type thing.
And this is all with singer, right?
Yeah, this will all be with Jason.
Yeah, and Jason's kicking some serious tail. He's a very talented human being.
Oh, yeah. I saw him out at Kochansky's, and he was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he brings the goods, for sure.
All right, let's talk about, we have a new song. You brought in a brand new song that's not even out yet that we're going to listen to from the upcoming album. It's called Trust in Thee. Tell us a little bit about this song before we play.
So this song actually, the music was recorded while Kurt was still with us. And unfortunately, he got sick. Wasn't able to do vocals, obviously, on it after he got sick. And so we recorded the music for this song at Megatone with Paul. And so we had, you know, the song sitting here. And when Jason came in, he actually recorded the vocals at DNA. And we put everything, you know, together and mixed it up. And Paul mixed it at Megatone. And that's where it's at.
Yep.
All right, very cool. Go Play God, November 23rd at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison at the Hard Rock for Hunger, along with Seven Seas Deep and West on 12. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time to come in the studio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rocker.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Thank you for everything you do for the local music scene. We need to actually, I think, band together a lot more and re-energize this area. It's talent-laden musicians. Absolutely. Across the board here. And it's kind of fallen by the wayside, and it's due to a little bit of the COVID thing, but I think we need to rebuild that brotherhood, so to speak. So
I think it's making a comeback, and hey, you guys are part of it. Right now, this is brand new from Go Play God, Trust in Thee. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. in Thee. That is brand new. Go Play God. Go Play God will be playing this Wednesday night coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Hard Rock for Hunger with Seven Seasons Deep and West on 12. Thanks, Big John and Vaughn, for coming in and telling us all about that stuff and bringing in some brand new music. You know, we'd love to hear your music. If you're going to premiere some brand new music, give us a ring or give us an email, Max Inc.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is